It is time for another in our series of classic car chats brought to you by JDR Seeds. And this classic car chat, season 2023 classic car chat, we're real happy to have Jay Beacon joining us from Algona. Jay, welcome to our classic car chat.
Oh, thank you, Al.
If you go to auto shows, car shows around our area, the classic cruise-ins, you'll see Jay around in a number of different vehicles. What's the one we're going to talk about for this particular classic car chat, Jay?
This one's a 1967 Jeepster convertible.
I'm looking at a picture of it as we record this. This is really unique, the Jeepster convertible. So tell us a little about this car, 67 model.
It's a 67 convertible. It was only produced from Kaiser for 2 years. They 67, 68. It was first year that they introduced four-wheel drive. It was to compete against the Ford Bronco and the International Scout,
which were both very popular vehicles in that time period.
Yeah, and so they produced this, but they produced this as a deluxe version as opposed to the Bronco and the Scout.
What color is it?
It's called Prairie Gold. It looks kind of yellow, but they call it Prairie Gold, and it's got a white top and white accent.
Really, a unique vehicle. Not that many of them. You don't see that many of them.
No.
Especially, it's only a two-year production, so that's probably one reason why.
Yeah, it's pretty rare.
What about transmission?
It's an automatic. It was the first year that they came out with an automatic transmission in a Jeepster, and it was also the first year for four-wheel drive.
What about the engine?
It's a Buick V6. They call it the Dauntless, and it's a 225 cubic inch motor, puts out about 180 horsepower. And they had to go to, they bought out Buick's tooling to create this motor, but they only had it for 2 years because once AMC purchased them in 69-70, then they went to the inline six their vehicles.
And that was Jeep's famous engine for many, many years. Yep. It was just an old workhorse that just really never gave out.
Yes.
All right, so that is a cool vehicle. I'm just looking at the picture here. You'll see that in, I'm sure, some auto shows around the area this summer, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we like to take it out. I purchased it right at 2 years ago from Brian and Carrie Brace. We all agreed that it needs to be out and be seen. So we've been taking it to a lot of different shows and letting people see it because it is pretty rare. We haven't seen too many of them around.
It's fun owning a car that's unique, isn't it? I mean, that's part of the joy of having these classic cars.
Well, it's unique and challenging when they only make them for 2 years to find the specially trim pieces and stuff like that. You have to really watch for them when they come on different things on the internet. And I was missing a couple of pieces of trim, and I got in touch with a guy out in Arizona who handmade them for me. So there's some challenges when owning a car like this.
Right, yeah, if you have like a Chevy truck or something, you can. Parts are pretty easy to find for a GM truck, but when you've got a Jeepster that was only made for a couple of years and it was made by Kaiser at that time, that gets a little tricky, I bet.
Correct, and it's a limited number, so the people that have these vehicles are all kind of watching for them, so when you can find them, it's kind of like finding the Holy Grail when you're looking for parts, per se.
Well, thanks for sharing the details with us. Again, we'll be looking for this at some of the car shows. You can't miss it. It's a convertible Jeepster. It'll be it's like a sunshine yellow color, so it'll stand out at the car shows. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Yep, thank you, Al.
Again, Jay Beacon with us from Algona, and his 1967 Jeepster featured on our Classic Car Chat for this time around, brought to you by JDR Seeds.